Kanye is like my wife. What does that mean? So, basically, what I mean by that is I was recently thinking about my huge love for Kanye and about a lot of the statements maybe I make about him as the most influential artist of all time, the greatest, incredible lyricist, has really good bars, is funny, really popularized the soul sample, and just watching him, I think, in his daily life, not necessarily his daily life, but, you know, following accounts on Instagram, like Kanye doing things, I just kind of show him doing different things, you know, and I just love to see him and his personality come out and just who he is more as a person. And it kind of feeds into each other that the more I know him, the more I like him, and the more I like him, the more I want to know him. And so I think this compares kind of similarly to if, you know, when someone has a wife or a husband, but I'll just say wife from my perspective as a man, and says, oh, my wife is the most beautiful person, is the most humble, is the kindest, is the sweetest person. I think, obviously, that is not absolutely true, as there are probably more beautiful people, kinder people, humbler people, sweeter people out there in total. But what this person is saying is that I know my wife really well, and she's incredibly sweet, she's incredibly kind, and I know about her kindness, her sweetness, her humility more than other people's humility. And so in absolute terms, they're wrong in that, like, I'm sure there are more beautiful, etc. people. But what they're actually saying is that I know this person's characteristics specifically. And so that's how I feel kind of about Kanye. And it's really not necessarily a warning, it's kind of intense language, but a guard. It's a good thought to have to safeguard from just being a pure fanboy, being someone who loves someone without restraint and makes all kinds of crazy claims, like Kobe fans are like this a lot of times, oh, he's the greatest, you know. And even LeBron fans, I'm a LeBron fan, like, you can find any sort of argument to say, oh, they're the best of all time. But I think this all came from, I was like watching some Kanye video, and I was thinking, oh, you know, it was something about what he was doing in his regular life. And I was saying, oh, Kanye, you know, he's the best. Like, his personality is so amazing. And I was thinking, you know, people feel the same way about, like, Tyler. People love Tyler, Tyler the Creator, because of his funny personality, the weird things he does. You know, Ugly God is funny outside of rapping. Lil Pump is also pretty funny and ridiculous outside of rapping. And so for me to say that Kanye is maybe a funnier individual, a cooler individual in his actual personality as a human, would be most likely wrong, just because that's hard to say, but also wrong because I haven't necessarily looked into Tyler as much as I have of these other people. And so I think anyone as a fan needs to be more aware that a lot of the reason you like something or someone so much is because you've looked into them so much, because you like them, and so you get to know them better, and then you see that they actually are a person, and they are funny, and they have a personality, and then you like them even more, and so you begin to have not necessarily disproportionate or skewed, but your focus and attention and appreciation go towards a certain artist, and you're ignoring these other people. And so instead of calling it a lack of knowledge on these other people and I don't want to say intimacy, but a knowledge of your favorite celebrity, for example. So instead of calling that a disparity in knowledge, you say, oh, this person's better than them. But it's actually just because you don't know what the other artists are like. For example, like if I followed Tyler, the Creator, a lot closer, I'm sure I would think he's funnier than Kanye. I think he'd be more entertaining than Kanye. He might actually be if I followed him equally, you know, you never know. And so I think the same also goes for bars and lyrics, you know, really creativity. There's some type of flow that I think Kanye has that I think he's the best at. And I think I have to qualify that within reason as the best that I have listened to, because I'm sure there are a lot of people out there who have really good songs with really good flow and really good bars. But I think Kanye is just the one who has kind of caught my attention and is the one that I like consistently and like so many things about him. And so, yeah, I think all this to say is ultimately that a lot of times, I want to go back to this, is that we confuse a lack of knowledge for some other artist with they're not as good as my favorite artist. And so it creates these fanboy circles where J. Cole fans don't hate on Kendrick fans, but they act like J. Cole's the absolute best, even though they haven't listened to people outside of J. Cole. Kanye fans act like Kanye is the greatest of all time without listening to people outside of J. Cole. And so instead of saying, oh, like, Kanye is my favorite artist and I've listened to him the most, J. Cole's also pretty dope, I haven't looked into him, people end up saying, oh, Kanye's the best, like, J. Cole sucks, you know, and like, that's just not true. And I think this has a lot of carryover into real life, you know, people not having conversations with other, with people who believe in different things than them. And so they don't actually know the other side of the argument. They just say, oh, my way is the best, the other way sucks, you know, instead of saying like, oh, this is my way, like the other way might be good, I haven't really looked into it. But we come to conclusions a lot of times about things that we actually don't know it all about, because we know our side and we know our camps taken point or point of view on things. And so I've really tried to combat this in my own music listening. So for example, I'll listen to a lot of albums, for example, Birds in the Trap by I think that's what it's called, Birds in the Trap, not Biebs in the Trap, I don't know what it is. It's the one by Travis Scott, I think it's Birds in the Trap, Sing McKnight, yeah. And a lot of people would ask me, you know, oh, what's your favorite Travis Scott album? I say, oh, you know, Astroworld was pretty dope. But I never listen to Birds in the Trap, Sing McKnight. Like, how can I even come to an educated guess on that? I don't even know how good it is. As well as Rodeo, 3500. I don't know the other one. I think it's Rodeo. But how can I even say what my favorite is when those are the only ones that I've listened to? How can I say that 2014 Forest Hills Drive is my favorite album when I haven't even listened to Born Sinner all the way through, even though I have, and I like Born Sinner actually better, but that was just an example. And even Kendrick albums, I've never listened to To Pimp a Butterfly all the way through, and yet, instead of saying that and admitting it and telling other people, oh, I just haven't listened to it, I haven't come to conclusions on it, but I like these other Kendrick albums, I like Good Kid, Mad City a whole lot, top 10 albums for me all time. Instead of doing that, I just come to conclusions about To Pimp a Butterfly. And so that's something I have tried to implement in my own music listening and to become a more well-rounded music fan. And so while I can say that Kanye is my favorite artist of all time, my favorite rapper, no doubt about it, there's things I love about him. I love his impact in fashion and just music in general and culture in general, all the things that he's done to challenge it, push it forward, change it, just be present in it constantly. I do want to acknowledge that other people, I'm sure, are pretty sick as well, but that doesn't take away from what Kanye has done. And so basically the two takeaways that I think are is that, first of all, it's important to acknowledge things that you don't know about other artists. So for example, I can't say Kanye's that much greater than Tyler, because I don't really listen to Tyler that much. I listened to him a little bit. I listened to half an album and I couldn't get into it, you know. But the second thing, aside from just acknowledging the greatness in other people's and not making your own point of view the best point of view ever, especially in music, which is a super subjective thing, but is also to recognize that that doesn't mean that your point isn't invalid just because there are other people out there who are probably pretty dope. Doesn't mean that Kanye is any less dope. It just means that I have to be kind of qualified in the things I say about him. I can't just say, oh, he's the absolute best at every single thing ever, you know, because J Dilla also made a lot of similar beats that were, some people would say, even better than that. So I can't say Kanye's the best beat maker of all time, but that doesn't take away at all from what Kanye has done. And so in conclusion, I think it's a safeguard against annoying fanboy status to recognize the goodness in other people and not make your way the best. But at the same time, be a fan of who you like. Listen to what you like, you know, get to know the artists that you like, and just enjoy them, appreciate the great things that they do, like I do with Kanye. You know, I love Kanye, I love talking to about him on the podcast. I almost said I love talking to him. That'd be sick to talk to him. I'd probably get too nervous, though, but I love talking about him, I love listening to his music, I love getting to know him better through different videos, not like I'm gonna pretend like I actually know him, but just observing him, seeing the different things that he does, and so, yes. Be a fan, acknowledge the legitimacy of other people, and again, be a fan, like what you like, look into what you like, and appreciate what you like.